This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Councillor Rose Hodge from Surf Coast Shine. Now, the reason why I've asked Surf Coast to come on air today is because I heard the other night that on Idaho Day, which is actually next Wednesday, Surf Coast Shire is actually going to raise the rainbow flag, like many councils do, but they will not take it down till marriage equality is legal in this country. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning to you all.
Thank you for coming on air.
Oh, my absolute pleasure.
Now, tell us, why has Surf Coast Shire Council decided to take this stance?
Well, first off, I think, well, why not? I think it's a terrific stance to take. Down here, and if your listeners don't know, we're from Torquay down the Great Ocean Road to Lawn, and then we sort of cut back into some beautiful hinterland. So I think we're a very progressive area, and our council excels itself on inclusion. And I think the LGBTA community aren't included a lot. So this is a way we can help them and show them our support for marriage equality. And I think that's a fabulous thing to do.
So why is this important to the council? Why has the council decided to take this stance? Why is inclusion important to the council?
Because it's all about community. Local government, to me and to most of my council friends, is that it's about community and inclusion. And we've got to bring everyone along with us so everyone feels comfortable contacting us, everyone feels comfortable in working with us, because we're a local voice for local people, and that's how I really think that I've had 13 and 14 years on council now, a couple of times as mayor, and I think we really need to work towards what we really need to do is inclusion. And Surf Coast is also a refugee zone, a welcome refugee zone. So we really do try to work well with everyone in our community.
Councillor Hodge, I've got to offer you my personal congratulations. A fantastic stance.
Thank you.
And I know that many of our listeners will be very, very pleased to hear this. But tell us, what has been the reaction
in the local area?
Well, of course, you've got some people that aren't happy, but a lot of those people don't think it's a local government business. It's federal government. Why should local government do this? And as I go back to what I said before, I think we're local voice for local people. But what's really touched me is the beautiful emails I've received from parents, from LGBT people themselves, thanking me just for such a small gesture. It means so much to some people, and I think that's what we're all about, or that's what we should be all about.
Rose, were you the councillor that moved the motion?
I did, yes.
Congratulations again. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. It's an honour, actually. It's an honour to be part of inclusion in all the community.
Now, I'm going to ask you a vaguely controversial question.
Oh, okay.
Was it a unanimous vote?
No.
I wondered about that.
But look, it was a bit contentious, but as I said, some of my councillor friends don't think that it's our business. It's a federal matter, and that's they're entitled to their opinion, and they voted accordingly. But the majority of us agreed with me and the seconder, David Bell, and voted with us for inclusion. So they say they support marriage equality, but they don't see it as a local government.
And I understand that argument, but it's a little bit like our Prime Minister, Minister at the moment and his Treasurer arguing that business should not be engaged in this debate as well. But if they were actually going to be talking about something that supported a government policy, it would be okay, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's that word, but. I support, but. And I don't think, if you support marriage equality, let's get, we've made the decision and all the councillors are moving on and we're flying that flag on Idaho Day on Wednesday and hopefully it won't stay up for that long. You know, I'm hoping that marriage equality does get passed in federal government soon and then, you know, it won't affect anybody else's life except in make sure that community is equal.
I'm a little bit of a pessimist in this space, I have to say, and I suspect that you will probably have to go to your finance people and include in your annual budget an allocation of funds to be able to renew your flags, because really the last thing we want to see is a tattered old flag flapping around in Torquay for the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, let's hope it's not that, but I'm sure we can rattle a few tins and get some money for any new flags if needed.
Yes, we have also heard that the feds have slipped $170 million into the budget for the plebiscite, we understand, and I suspect it's for the postal vote.
Postal vote, yeah.
Which probably doesn't require a piece of legislation to enable that to occur.
It worries me that $170 million, wouldn't that be amazing if that was put into mental health issues for people, especially for the LGBT community? I know the state government have put $7 million towards that, but imagine $170 million better spent looking after people rather than doing a postal plebiscite. I mean, our census didn't work that well. At least they're not doing it online.
Yes, yes, yes.
And, of course, you know, if it was a postal vote, well, we'd probably have to wait 14 months for the result.
Yes, well, we, with council elections, it was a postal vote, and a lot of people got fined because the post took so long to get to the offices.
Yeah.
I think a postal vote's stupid. It should just be a vote by politicians and let them speak for the communities that they represent.
Rose, I can't speak on behalf of the station, but I can speak on behalf of our enormous listener base and offer you our wholehearted congratulations and support for what you are doing to support our community and inclusion and diversity in the Surf Coast Shire, which is a part of the world that I absolutely adore and spend a lot of time in myself. So thank you for coming on to our show this morning, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, and happy Idaho Day to everyone.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.